no tax.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Look out! There's a sheriff's drug watch list! Are you on it? Are you on it? This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple of hours, health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media on planet Earth. Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world as we do every week on GCN Live, Genesis Communications Network. Remember to check out my blog updates at robertscottbell.com. I've got some information that I'm relating from the ethers, I guess, on 9/11, 9 years later. And I'm going to get to that next hour. I'm going to let you know, as well as the Sheriff's Watch List with Jonathan Emord, one of my heroes for the health freedom movement, and he's beaten the FDA back more times than anybody. And Jonathan will be joining us a little later in the program. Also, my dear friend Scott Kennedy will join us for a whole food nutrition update. And a great email from my mom, of all things, on the Super Sea Veg. I got news on that. And, hey, remember when we used to do the Health Ranger reports? We got them back. Mike Adams is going to be joining me soon on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams, of course, from naturalnews.com. Cancer. Stand up to cancer. No. We're going to stand up to the cancer industry. That's right. Have you ever thought about how is it possible that all the major networks, many cable networks, including the pay cable networks, all basically gave up their own programming and donated it to the cancer industry? That's right, the research industry. And nothing that I say here or that Mike Adams will join me to say here will disparage those that suffer with cancer. That is not our intent, nor anybody should misconstrue anything we're talking about here. But ever since Nixon declared war on cancer, there has been a war on freedom. That's right, a war on your freedom to heal from cancer, a war on your freedom to choose doctors that do not use chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery in the restoration of the integrity of you and your body. So we're going to be talking about that. There's a lot of stories out there. So stand up to cancer? No, stand up to the cancer industry this hour with Mike Adams shortly. Also, we'll have a Liberty Pulse update. We'll cover a story on Natural News about the transgender fish from my dear friend Kurt Wallace, helping to publicize that through LibertyPulse.com. And as well, 10-10-10, mark the date, mark the calendar, Orlando, Florida. Orlando, Florida for the Nullify Now tour. Thank you to Scott Kennedy and Pharmacy. I am going to be there speaking. He's helping to put this together along with Nullify Now. Tom Woods will be there with his book Nullification. You do not want to miss it. I believe Gary Johnson, is that who it is? The former governor out there, was it in Arizona, will be there. This promises to be an amazing event in Orlando, 10-10-10. And I've got 10 sets of tickets, 10 sets of two tickets to give away. And if you want them, you're going to have to let me know. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 for the next couple hours to be part of the show. And, of course, this year's flu. This is going to be the one. This is the one that ends all life on planet Earth. Can you hear Chicken Little in that declaration? In the dictionary, under the term psychological operation, it reads, the CDC's annual attempt to convince unwitting medical consumers that without the flu shot, they will likely not make it through winter. That's right. Despite the fact that the swine flu was milder than a typical seasonal flu, as reported here throughout the season, all the way back to April of last year, the federal medical lackeys are back at it again with a shot earlier than ever before. Even with $5 million worth to be given away for free via the drugstore chain CVS.
And I suppose they'll make up the shortfall with painkiller sales for all the people debilitated with post-shot trauma. Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder from a flu shot. And we covered also well in detail over the years many people that have suffered from the side effects that are actually direct effects of the flu shot that they don't like, so they call them side effects, including dystonic neurological reactions, Guillain-Barré, and others. Is it even a little bit strange that the federal government serves as the marketing arm of the pharmaceutical industrial complex? Does any of you, have any of you read the Constitution in Washington, D.C. to recognize that your role as a government, as in a government employee, whatever, is not to represent private industry and create that type of monopoly and mandate? But even this is the good news. Even with all the marketing muscle, less than 30% of all Americans succumbed to last year's flu vaccine propaganda campaign. Now, either the government sucks at propaganda, or vaccines suck at protecting people from disease. In any case, you're on to them, and they don't like it. They don't like it, so look out. Caged animal or a cornered animal is going to act. Whatever will they do next? And I think what they're doing right now is they're trying to promote and pass a bill called Senate Bill 510. They're claiming it's for food safety, a bill they claim will make food safe for everyone. And this is the same group. Never mind that they do this. They approve pesticides and genetically modified organisms as safe for consumption. Yes, that is right. The same government claiming toxic synthetics are safe for you and your children to ingest is the same government, the same friendly neighborhood government that is asking for more power to regulate the food you put in your mouth. And did I forget to mention that their FDA-approved drugs are the leading cause of death here in the United States and perhaps any other country that has adopted the monopoly status of Big Pharma? Yes, even more than cancer. The cancer industry for which we must stand up against in order to help those suffering from cancer truly get well. Heck, we've been at war with cancer since Nixon. It's been about 40 years. And then you hear about the separation of church and state. You've heard of that. But I'm calling for separation of food and state. Let's go beyond that. Let's go separation of drugs and state, too, before your sheriff comes knocking on your door. Let's see. What drug are you taking there? Oh, you mean it's a legal drug? Yeah, that's what they say. FDA's approved of it, but they want to track it. And that's actually the more dangerous one. Interesting story about medicinal mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms helping the elderly transition from life to the hereafter. Maybe bring that up again, but let's call for a new day. You know, they have the Savior, the Cancer Day. Well, let's save your neighbor from the flu shot day. When you go into the health food store, see what you can do. Of course, the health food store people are not likely to get the flu shot, so maybe you're going to have to go to your neighborhood CVS or Rexall. I don't go to these drug stores. But I think if we help them avoid these flu shots, a healthier people will result. And, of course, as the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show is every week, and check it out at robertscottbell.com, the power to heal is yours. And someone who knows this all so well, dear friend, another health freedom hero of mine, Mike Adams, joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Health Ranger returns to rock the health world with me. Mike, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, Robert. Good to be back on your show again.
Well, it's always a blast when we can get together, and I'm not feeling passionate about much today, as you can tell.
I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you've been covering some stories this week that really are bringing light and often brings a lot of people not listening to this message yet, because celebrities are dying of cancer. Celebrities are going to get cancer treatments that are killing them or potentially killing them. So it spotlights, in combination with the Stand Up to Cancer. Did you hear anything about this national broadcast that went on the other night?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I don't watch broadcast television, but it was all over the internet anyway. Basically, it comes down to this. The cancer industry is losing its propaganda war thanks to people like you, for example. The truth is getting out there about ways to prevent cancer with vitamin D, which you can make for free, or you can buy a supplement for pennies, you know. And the toxicity of chemotherapy is starting to become more widely known. These are chemicals that were based on mustard gas used as a chemical weapon in World War I. I mean, why would you want to inject yourself with that? So the industry is losing, and when you're losing and you don't have the facts on your side, what do? Hire actors. And, well, in this case, they volunteered, and they corralled a bunch of actors to get on stage and raise money for what? To raise money to to find more chemicals that they can patent and sell to more people who are suffering from cancer, rather than teaching people how to really prevent cancer and take back their lives and their quality of life. I mean, this was one of the sickest examples of popular culture that I've ever seen. These Hollywood celebrities, you know, in their hearts, they probably have good intentions, but in their knowledge, they are technically ignorant of the nutritional effects of vitamin D in cancer. And if they knew the truth about how to prevent cancer, they wouldn't dare get up on stage and raise money to develop more chemicals and do more mammograms and put more radiation into people's bodies. It's sickening, Robert.
Well, you mentioned the mustard gases, how that evolved into the cancer treatments of even today with all the advances in technology, and supposedly we're so smart, yet the only fuel that we want to throw on a fire is that which is combustible. And, of course, with cancer, when you throw chemotherapeutic agents in there, you've already got a deficient body, a toxic body, and you're intoxicating the body in a game of a chemotherapeutic chicken to see who's going to survive, the human cells or the cancer. And in either case, it's not good, because one of the main side effects, and you referenced this on naturalnews.com in a number of your articles this week, the main side effect, which is also a direct effect of chemotherapy, is more cancer.
Well, that's exactly right. When you undergo chemotherapy, or when you're about to, you have to sign a bunch of disclaimer forms. And one of these disclaimer forms says that this treatment can give you more cancer. Huh? Well, this was to treat cancer.
Well, before you do that, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk more with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, what you can do as we're becoming more aware as a culture of the cancer industry and its deleterious impact, not only on... not only on cancer cells, but maybe your cells even more importantly. We're coming right back on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D, that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, my thoughts on 9/11, 9 years later, coming up later in the show. Perspectives that you won't hear in the polluted, toxic mainstream media, as it's sometimes known as. And, of course, we're going to talk about the sheriffs wanting to know what drugs you're taking. And Jonathan Emord will be joining us, as well as Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy with a Whole Food Nutrition Update. Maybe we'll hear from Christopher Barr, my dear friend, who was speaking at the Cancer Control Society annual convention on the role of selenium in cancer prevention and reversal. And, wow, we got the Liberty Pulse Update. Don't forget, 10-10-10, nullifynow.com. I'm going to be one of the speakers featured at this event in Orlando, Florida. I've got 10 tickets to give away, 10 sets of two tickets to give away. If you think you can make it to Orlando on 10-10-10, it's October 10th, call 800-259 while we're on the air, 800-259-5791, or sign up for my email alerts at robertscottbell.com, and we'll make sure we get you that information as well. Right now, we're continuing my conversation with a dear friend, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Single-handedly has created a whole new media network, if you will, that is it's transforming the terrain back for health on planet Earth. And, Mike, I can't thank you enough for all the work you do.
It's my pleasure, and the same compliments go to you. You know, the truth is, we have to bypass the mainstream media because the media is funded by the drug companies largely and the junk food companies, and they won't tell people the truth about how they can stay healthy simply, reliably, safely, cheaply, and that's the kind of thing that you and I focus on.
Yeah, and there was this rock star that was just killed by some chemotherapy this week. It was the big news.
Yeah, Rich Cronin, the lead singer-songwriter of a group called LFO, was pretty famous, had a top hit called Summer Girls, and he died after chemotherapy at age 35. I mean, you know, chemotherapy is really toxic, and it can kill you young. And this is happening over and over again, and that's why it's so bizarre to see celebrities getting up on stage and calling for more of the same.
Patrick Swayze, you covered that story very well about his treatment and ultimate death due to the treatment, in fact, faster than the cancer.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. People who survive chemotherapy, they call themselves cancer survivors. In fact, they're chemotherapy survivors. It's sort of like surviving a chemical war. And, you know, if you can survive that, then you deserve some recognition. But let's call it what it is. It's surviving chemotherapy. The cancer can be cured. In my experience, and based on my knowledge and the people I've spoken to,
yes,
and people who have come up to me and told me they've cured it, cancer can be cured very easily if you don't poison your body. It's as simple as that.
Well, it is a paradigm shift because all of those people, and there are still millions under the hypnotic powers of the cancer industry, as evidenced by the Stand Up to Cancer telethon, if you will, that was on so many of the networks the other night. Yet there are so many that have woken up and look at that and say, you know, it's actually quite insane, just what you said. How is it possible that you're depleted, you're toxic, you're, you know, exhausted, and that we're going to poison you to the point of death in the hopes that you're going to survive? It's barbaric, yet it is still the mainstay of the oncological profession born out of, we covered this, the Flexner Report of 1910, which has led 100 years later to the passage of what they call Obamacare, which is not even going to save any money if that was the motivation.
Yeah, you almost have to go back into the history of medicine. If you look at what was modern medical knowledge a couple hundred years ago, it was this idea that you could give people mercury, you know, to cure them of disease. And this is actually where the term quack comes from, because physicians would give mercury to people. Mercury was called quicksilver, and the short name of that was quick, and they became known as quicks, which sort of transformed into the word quacks. So quacks were actually physicians who were treating people with a substance that they swore was good for them, but later turned out to be extremely toxic. Well, you know, fast forward a couple hundred years. What do we have today? Cancer industry quacks. Hmm. Chemotherapy is quackery. There's really no polite way to put it, Robert. It is
no,
quackery.
It isn't. And it's really heart-wrenching to watch people suffering enough from cancer, yet to add to that misery. And, you know, I hear telethons even on radio where they go into cancer centers and look. I don't doubt that the people there really believe that they're doing right and the only thing that they know, but they've been basically programmed in such a way that anything outside of that realm has been defined, just like you said, as quackery, as opposed to understanding what they're participating in is actually the quackery.
Well, that's the really interesting part of this. You know, science advances only as quickly as people who hold old ideas sort of die off or retire. And, you know, at one time, all the greatest minds in the world thought the Earth was flat. You know, at another time, all the greatest doctors thought mercury was good for you. Another age, they all thought there was no such thing as a germ or a bacterium. You know, scientists, doctors have been wrong again and again and again. I mean, what we really have to learn from this as a human species is that we need to be a little more humble and open up to the wisdom of our innate healing potential that's inside our bodies and not think that we know everything, that we can intervene with chemicals or scalpels or radiation. What we need to do is recognize the body can heal itself if we support it. That's the only true system of medicine that's going to save us from cancer and other degenerative diseases.
Well, as we know, it's not as profitable for the industry that depends upon patenting synthetic molecules and then getting a monopoly status granted by government, and also the doctors having licenses that are given to them by the state itself means you have a government-controlled system of medicine that has nothing to do with healing and that would allow for something like the tracking by government officials, whether they be sheriffs or otherwise. I find it surprising that people are surprised that this would happen because they've all gone to look to government to basically be the gatekeepers as to what is right and wrong in health and healing or disease management, decay, and dying. And they don't know how to take care of themselves or their budget or anything. How we would think that they'd be able to manage a system of healing is just beyond me.
Well, that's a really good point. See, medicine has become political because government is running it, as you mentioned. So when it's political, then it's no longer scientific. See, the science has been thrown out. This is especially true with vaccinations. If you really look at the science of flu vaccines, you find that they don't work on about 99 out of 100 people. You know, you have to vaccinate 100 people to reduce flu symptoms in one person. But it's advertised by the government, by health officials who are on the public payroll, as if this is going to save the lives of every single person, as if it's 100% effective in preventing flu infections, when it's clearly not. So it's become politicized. Where's the science in medicine today? The science is the stuff that's being covered up. The science isn't allowed anymore.
My dear friend, Mike, my dear friend Liam Sheff, who I want to help you meet, he's brilliant. He talks about scientism, the fact that science has descended into a cult or a religious status where it cannot be questioned. And, you know, what you're saying is exactly that, you know, real science questions for the sake of questioning to find the facts and the truth as we, you know, find it, as opposed to the politicalization, if I can even say that word, of what has happened today and what we're trying to break through, what you do with naturalnews.com, what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and what we will be doing together after this break. Mike Adams, my guest, continues. If you go to robertscottbell.com, I've got some links to some great stories that Mike is covering over there at naturalnews.com. And also, if you haven't signed up for the email alerts, please do it, robertscottbell.com. Also, 10 tickets to give away to the Nullify Now Tour in Orlando, Florida, 10-10-10. Stay with me, Robert Scott Bell, coming right back with Mike Adams.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yes, Koran burning. Blowback isolationists now include General Petraeus, Barack Obama, Sarah Palin, and Hillary Clinton. If that's not an interesting mix of compartmental isolationists, boy, I'll get into that next hour. Like I said, I wanted to get some perspective on have we learned anything? Are we capable of learning stuff? Or is like David Letterman when he talks about stupid human tricks? Are we all a bunch of stupid humans? Are we going to learn from the things that occur to us and history itself? Are we going to let others rewrite history? Those that have rewritten the history of medicine in America that you don't even know, for instance, that homeopathic medicine was a mainstay of the natural, and it was all natural because that's all there was before the petrochemical medicines of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegies, etc., authored or paid for the Flexner Report of 1910. which led to the descent into medical monopoly through the 20th and early 21st century. 100 years later, Obamacare, bam. And now we're talking with Mike Adams, my dear friend, who has naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger. We've got a lot going on behind the scenes we'll be letting you know about in the coming weeks. But if you haven't linked to naturalnews.com and got the newsletter there, phenomenal information. We're talking about standing up to the cancer industry. And, Mike, the interesting story you covered, Mike Adams, if you will, you covered about Michael Douglas and his choice to choose chemotherapy, and he's lauded how brave he is. What if he had chosen to go natural, detoxification, whole foods and things? What do you think would have happened?
Sure. If he had actually had the courage to choose, let's say, natural remedies, detoxification, immune system enhancement, raw food juicing, things like that, well, he would have been derided as giving in to quackery. You know, it doesn't take any courage to do what doctors tell you to do. I mean, to go along with the flow doesn't really take that much courage. Now, I'm not saying that Michael Douglas is a bad person. I think he's a great person. I'd like to see him survive another few decades and continue contributing to his art. I mean, he's a master of his art. I like the guy. I'd like to see him around.
Yeah.
That's why it's so frustrating to see that he has chosen to become another potential victim of the toxic chemotherapy and radiation sectors of the cancer industry, because we've seen too many people killed by that. And we don't want Michael Douglas to be killed by the cancer industry. We want to see him survive. But we know that poisoning your body with chemotherapy is not a survival strategy. Now, sure, he's got stage 4 cancer in his throat. Okay, that's been diagnosed. And he admits he did a lot of smoking and had some other bad habits that contributed to it. Fine. He's got the courage to say that. Well, now, how do you stop cancer from developing throughout your whole body? Because we know cancer isn't just limited to one area. It's a systemic challenge. If he can address that issue through nutrition, through natural remedies, through sunlight and vitamin D and exercise and avoiding toxic chemicals, then he would be a true hero, and he would be really worthy of being applauded for his courage.
Well, I talk about a culture of life that's been politicized, that concept, but certainly supporting life by giving to life that which it needs for healthy life to exist. And that means whole food nutrients coming in, you know, as food as it's been designed by God for as long as there's been a planet Earth and a universe, as well as removing the offending elements, the toxic medicaments, the synthetic poisons, whether they be heavy metals or otherwise. And now, you know, we're talking about they're adding more pesticides into the equation, more genetically modified ingredients into the food chain. And this is the same crew at the governmental level that's being lobbied by the Monsantos of the world that are saying, well, we can protect you from dangerous eggs, yet they do nothing about corporate farming, if you will, big agribusiness, and their raising of chickens in filth, for instance, and expecting that these chickens would not lay poison or, let's say, bacterial-laden eggs.
Yeah, this goes so deep, Robert, it's almost difficult to know where to go. But in terms of Michael Douglas and his cancer, you're right. He needs to pay attention to what food he's taking in. He needs to pay attention to his environment. He needs to eliminate genetically modified foods. I mean, there are really only about a couple of dozen things that every person can do to drastically reduce their risks of cancer. I mean, to take it down to near zero. And none of these things are being promoted by
right.
conventional medicine or the cancer industry.
Let's talk about taking it down to near zero. You don't want cancer? You want to undo cancer? Stay with me. Mike Adams is going to continue with me and let you know what you can do, empowering you, because the power to heal is yours. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check us out at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, this is Chuck Wagner. I have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium, and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed.
This is Jonathan Wagner, Chuck's son. A warm thank you to our many customers with their kind words of Chuck's passing. As Chuck said, call us 1-866-424-1077 or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com. We're here to help. And stay healthy, naturally.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, special thanks to my dear friend Jonathan Wagner out there at choosetobehealthy.com and probiotics12plus.com, helping support the message of health, freedom, and liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We get a lot of our whole food nutrients from them, and they're at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Continuing my conversation here with Mike Adams, the health ranger from naturalnews.com, and now also the expansion into naturalnews.tv, creating a whole new media network, and needs to be done. We talk about reducing the risks of cancer, and I don't believe in chance. I think these things are created from within, either through our ignorance or arrogance, and it can span generations too, but certainly we have a lot more control in our lifetime than we have been led to believe by those medical authorities. So, Mike, let's reduce risk down to close to zero as possible.
Okay. Well, it's very straightforward. It's quite easy to do. But here's the kicker. I've talked to a lot of people who think they're healthy. They say, you know, I eat pretty well. And by that, they mean they eat a salad or two a week. And they think they're healthy. But you go into their house and you look in their pantries and the bathrooms and the laundry areas, and you find all these toxic chemicals, personal care products, cosmetics, laundry detergents, dryer sheets, the fabric softeners. These are all toxic synthetic chemicals. And you got to eliminate these from your life if you want to be healthy and avoid cancer, because these synthetic chemicals are one of the main causes of cancer. And again, most people are using these through, you know, colognes, perfumes, deodorants, shampoos, antibacterial soaps, you name it. So this is key. The second thing is eliminate hormone mimicking chemicals such as BPA, bisphenol A, the plastics chemical. If you're drinking out of plastic bottles, you may be accelerating the growth of hormone sensitive cancer tumors in your body. Not a good thing. Third thing, vitamin D, sunlight. If you're vitamin D deficient, cancer grows rapidly in your body. This is why cancer tumors grow during the winter months, but not the summer months, typically. This is why people who get more sunlight have lower rates of cancer, by far. In fact, vitamin D is generated by sunlight, And it's been scientifically shown, I quote the study on my website, to prevent 77% of all types of cancer, colon, breast, lung, leukemia, you name it, 77%. Imagine that. Three-quarters of all cancers could be prevented by one nutrient, Robert.
Hmm.
And then finally, anti-cancer foods and supplements need to be consumed regularly. So it's everything from cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, and you don't need much, just a couple of ounces of broccoli a day is enough if it's raw.
Hmm.
Some anti-cancer mushrooms, superfoods. I mean, there are anti-cancer nutrients in celery and oranges. Just citrus is an anti-cancer superfood. So are berries. So is red wine. Many, many things that have anti-cancer medicine.
You mentioned citrus, and you've covered this too beautifully, the role of pulling out so many of these petrochemical cleaners, toxic cleaning agents, and even pesticides. And you covered this feature to one of my favorites out there, the dilimonene that's the distilled from the orange peel in Orange TKO, and our good friend Bill Tufts.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really friendly cleaner that you can use around your home. I mean, it's so safe. You could actually drink it if you wanted to.
Yes. And dilimonene is known to be an anti-cancer kind of active substance. So the orange peel has a lot of gifts for us. And, again, people, you know, that have the vision and the will to do it, even though they have to come up against EPA and government regulators that only want to approve synthetic toxics, they're doing a lot of good work. And I'm grateful that you put the word out on that.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. And here's the thing. The FDA has made it illegal to tell the truth about the anti-cancer properties of foods if you're selling those foods. So if you sell, let's say, grapefruit, which has many anti-cancer properties, you can't tell the truth about your grapefruit, or you're going to be threatened by the FDA. You know, Jonathan Emord can tell you all about that because he's represented clients, right,
yes,
you know, against the FDA. However, if you make a processed dead food, like, let's say, fried potato chips, then you can make an FDA-approved health claim such as this will reduce the risk of heart disease. I mean, it's insane. The dead foods, the junk foods are allowed health claims, while the healthy foods that can prevent disease are not allowed any claims whatsoever.
It is astonishing, and, you know, that's where we are today, because the cancer industry, with the special status and protection granted to it by big government, acts as a medical emperor and cure gatekeeper, if you will. And they say there shall be no cures unless declared so by authorities within the pharmaceutical and regulatory framework, which all have those same conflicts of interest. So if the officially sanctioned cure, like we've been talking about, whether it, hopefully not Michael Douglas, but others that have preceded him, kills you, it's okay because it's approved by government. You'll be lauded for your bravery of trying to fight the good fight, and yet if you still die, it's okay. But whoa, if Michael Douglas had chosen holistic therapies and lived, they would still try to ridicule him. But if he died, then they say it's the natural stuff that did him in. We've got lots more to go. One more segment with Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. My name is Robert Scott Bell. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be joined with my dear friend Christopher Barr from the Cancer Control Society annual convention, giving us an update next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, unfortunately, if it's natural, non-drug, not synthetic, nor patented, unapproved by the FDA, then it cannot, by those gatekeepers, their definition, be a cure. Of course, that's like being an emperor. Titles of nobility, that which the American Republic was found to be repugnant and said it would never do. And of course, it's not scientific to say that natural cures don't exist. That's scientism. That's the cult of science, which is no longer science, and there is no cure because the FDA and the medical industrial complex do not want to allow a cure. That's why they say there's no cure. And after 40-plus years now, war on cancer and more than that, more people make a living off of it than die from it every year. They raise millions, perhaps billions. The cures, according to licensed oncology, are more deadly than the cancer. I mean, we know the statistics are out there. You want to stand up to cancer? No, we're standing up to the cancer industry. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger, joins me and continues on one segment more, along with my dear friend Christopher Barr, notadoc.org. Just got back from the Cancer Control Society's annual convention. I think they've been at it for like 39 years. And you were lecturing to both laypersons and the doctors on selenium, Chris.
Yes, and had a tremendous public response and a great response from doctors. In fact, I had doctors that were very excited. One doctor from Oklahoma said she knew selenium was important. She routinely recommended it to her cancer patients at 200 or 400 micrograms. She was so excited to get documentation on amounts greater than that. And documentation, she was just almost jumping up and down. She didn't even look doctor-like.
They get excited. You know, and that's interesting because, Mike, it's not that doctors don't want to do this. A lot of them do, but they're so locked down by the licensure and the limitations, they lose their license should they go this way. But a lot of them are very frustrated by what's happening.
Yeah, and I got to say, I know a lot of doctors. I know you do, too. And we think very highly of them and their compassion and their intelligence. And they are trying to find the right answers, but as you say, they're locked in a system that prevents them from giving their patients the best advice. If they start recommending nutrients, they can have their license taken away by the state, and very few doctors are willing to take that risk.
Yeah. So, Chris, you found some docs that were willing to take the risk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and very excited and surprised to learn about the treatment applications of selenium. You know, virtually everybody in nutrition knows selenium has something to do with preventing cancer, although few of them know that it's the number one preventer far and away documented in double-blind clinical studies. But doctors especially are dealing with people who have cancer, so they don't really pay attention, and neither does anybody else. But selenium has a history 99 years old as a treatment. There is no treatment of cancer besides John Beard's trophoblast cancer theory, that is older than using selenium. Selenium came out the same year as a cancer treatment as Beard's trophoblast theory on cancer. And there's great documentation in every decade in, you know, British Medical Journal in the 20s and the 30s against breast cancer. And, you know, it could take us right up into the present day. And yet it constantly gets pushed to the back of the bus or really out the bus and dragged underneath it. And you know, we can, with high doses of whole food selenium, have tremendous success as part of a protocol. And since chemotherapy studies have documented that selenium, when added, always improves the small success they have, and selenium protects against the damaging effects of radiation, really any oncologist who is not utilizing selenium is actually guilty of negligence, because there's no case where it would not be of some efficacy, and usually dramatically increasing the efficacy of any cancer treatment.
Chris, I want to emphasize a point here, and longtime listeners know this, and Mike knows this as well, that when you mention a whole food form of selenium, we're not talking about lab-made selenium isolates as such. Many of the vitamins, unfortunately, over the years have been made by Big Pharma, in fact. We're talking about food grown, and there have been innovations made by companies actually growing selenium, if you will, into a food base.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, they've been documented. To Dr. Joe Vinson, who's quoted by AP from time to time, from the University of Pennsylvania, Scranton, who has documented the tremendously greater availability in the body biologically of whole food selenium as compared to selenomethionine and sodium selenite and chelated selenium. Again, the laboratory isolates, they do have some effectiveness, but there's a tremendously greater effectiveness documented by selenium, which is grown, which is cultured, and then provided in supplements. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, Mike, how do you feel the reception is on that movement from synthetic type of nutrients to that which is grown?
I see a lot of concern out there. People are beginning to understand that synthetic nutrients are not good for them, and they are looking for whole food sources and even whole food vitamins. And I think for selenium, I think, aren't Brazil nuts one of the highest natural sources, Chris?
Well, I actually stopped talking about Brazil nuts because they used to contain a tremendous amount, 800 micrograms per 100 grams, which is like a big handful. But the latest assays in the last decade show that there's anywhere from 80 to 110. So there's a tremendous drop. Now, that's still a lot, but you can't get therapeutic levels. We used to be able to get therapeutic levels from just eating a bunch of Brazil nuts every day. Now you'd have to eat like a jar full of Brazil nuts to get therapeutic levels. So it's still a good food. In fact, it's the highest naturally occurring source of selenium, but it's no longer the super source that it once was.
And that's got to be from soil depletion, right? They just keep growing them in the same soils year after year, and it's pulling all the selenium out.
Soil depletion and possibly sulfur amendments have become very common in modern farming practices. And sulfur added to the soil prevents selenium from being taken up into the plant. So there's a couple of possibilities. I'm sure soil depletion is a big part of it.
Yeah.
And then if they're adding sulfur, that's also going to be a problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we have to be aware of in modern agricultural practices, some that seemingly would be good but also can counteract the brilliance of nature in that balance that we're trying to help create. And, you know, as we were talking with Mike Adams today about bringing your cancer risk down to near zero, one of the biggest impacts, Chris, you add to this is the whole food selenium. We've talked about the D, the reducing the chemical exposures. And, oh, my God, we're out of time already. Mike Adams, consider yourself hugged. Chris Barr, you as well. You guys are doing awesome work for the cause of liberty and health freedom, and I appreciate it so much. Naturalnews.com, and of course, we're going to talk about seaweed as a source of anti-cancer nutrients next hour with Jonathan Emort as well and Scott Kennedy and a Liberty Pulse update. Remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're here to remind you that what? The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.